Be'ezer Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shvi, the 7th chapter in Rambam's Hilchos, Ma'aseh Karbonos, and the laws regarding the activities of the Karbonos in the Sefer Avodah, which are continuing the theme of the previous Perek, which were discussing the specifics of the Karbon Eila. He would discuss in this Perek regarding the specifics of a Karbon Chatas, which in the first Perek we discuss in general the Avodahs that are done, Shchiti Kabbalah, Halacha Zrika, and then we're discussing now regarding the specifics of certain Karbonos as the Rambam begins Halacha Alf, exactly how is this done regarding the Karban Chatas. So mitzvah saseid is a positive commandment, lasas hachatois, to do the sin offerings, kemitzvahs and hamur batar, according to the commandments that they're said in the Torah. The ketzad maisa chatas and nechazan, how is this the activities of the chatas, specifically the chatois that are eaten, which are the chatois hachatzainis. So sheichid, you slaughter the animal of nesan dam, and you place the blood, kemash ban, like we already explained this already in the 5th parak, halacha aftabez regarding shchita, and the 7th parak regarding the zrikas adam. Umavshita, and you skin the animal, you take off the skin, mafashimum, you separate the sacrificial parts, umolchim, you salt them, bizorkum agabi ishim, you throw them onto the fires. Now, vimrata litin asemum bakli, kishum lichim la mizbech. Now, if they wanted to put the sacrificial parts in a vessel when they're transporting it to the mizbech, so nice, and you could do that, so because, and that's a chiddush, because although all the activities of chatas require the right hand of the kohen, but regarding the transporting of the sacrificial parts and the fats, it's kosher with the left hand, so therefore it doesn't have to be his right hand either. It could also be in a vessel. Shor b'sar, and the rest of the meat, nechal lezichei kohuna bazar, is eaten by the male kohanim in the courtyard. Halacha Beis tells us regarding v'ketzid ma'aseh chatos hanisrafes, and how is it done regarding the karbonos chatos that are burnt, not eaten by the kohanim? Sheichet, you slaughter the animal, berserk dam, you spray the blood. Kamesh Ben, like we'd explain them in the 5th parak, halacha alf to beis regarding shchita, and halacha yur alf to yud beis, which they have a different halachas of zrikas adam regarding chatoyis hapanimis, the nisrafis. The achkach, and then afterwards, karim, you tear them open, the moitzei murm, you take out the sacrificial parts. The nisim makli, you put in a vessel, umolchim, you salt them. Berserk umagabi ishim, you throw them onto the fires. Umoitzei sheirusin, and then you take out the other parts. The skin and the meat and the head and the legs and the intestines and all that waste, you take it chutz la'ir out of the city, and you cut them up over the kenischa oil, the way of the carbon oil is dismembered, but oiran in their skin. In other words, you take them out from the city intact, and there they dismember them like oila, but without skinning it. And you burn it over there where the ashes are, as the Rambam explains halacha gimel. There are actually three different areas where karbanas are burnt. You have echad b'teich hazar. You have one that's in the courtyard on the eastern part of the mizbeach. Uvoy sarfim besulei magdashim. That's where kachay kachim that became invalidated were burnt over there, and also the emurim kachim kam shenivsel regarding the sacrificial pots of low level karbanas that became invalidated. But there specifically, that's the emurim, which is more sanctified part. So even though it's kachim kalim, it's also burnt within hazar. And uparim u'seirim, the bulls and the higot shel chatois and the strafes regarding the chatois that have to be burnt, imir mehem psul. If there's an invalidation in them, bein lefnei zrika, bein la'achas zrika, whether it happened before the blood was thrown or whether it was after the blood was thrown, could go in, for example, let's say shenitmu. Let's say these parim or chatois u'seirim hanisrafim, they became tamei, ashiyatzu chut lazaro, or was taken out of the courtyard, although ultimately it is taken out of the courtyard, but it was taken out actually gizman losses before it was time for it to be taken out, let's say before the blood was thrown. Or the meat was left out overnight, or the sacrificial parts are left out overnight. Those are the types of karbanas that became invalidated. We burn it over there in the Azara. That's one place where karbanas are burnt. Halacha Dal, now this all leading to the third one, which is what we're discussing over here, the Chatois and the Srafis. The Halacha Dal, the second area is Bahar Abayis in the Temple Mount. Ushmoy Bira, and that place is called Bira. Ubur Surfam Chatois Hanasrafis, there they burn the Chatois Hanasrafis, which is this category of Chatois that are supposed to be burnt, but when halachically nothing problematic happens, that's actually the third area. This second area is in the Erev Ben Psul, if something invalidated happens with, which, wait a second, didn't we say the first place in the Azara? If there's a Psul in Chatois Hanasrafis, you burn it in the Azara? Yeah, but this second area is Achar Tesim in Azara. If there's invalidation that happened only after you took it out of the Azara, but before it was supposed to be burnt in the third area, if it after it became taken out of the Azara, there was a psul, you burn that in the second area. Now, v'amakom ha'shlich, the third place, is chutz li'Yerushalayim, is out of Yerushalayim. Well, nikra beis hadeshen, that's called beis hadeshen, the area, the house of the ashes. V'sham sorfin chatois and the strafes, and that's where they burn these quote-unquote chatois that should be burned. Bizman shein strafes kmitzvos, and when they're burned according to the mitzvah, meaning that nothing of a psul happened on the way. Halacha, hey, continue on this halacha of the chatois and the strafes. With shreves called nisrafin, and the burning of all those that we spoke about that have to be burnt, ksher bizarro balayla, they don't have to be with a kind, they could be even with a non-kind, could be even done at nighttime. Now, regarding all those that are burnt out of the courtyard, which I said there was one area, number one was in the courtyard, then there was others that are out of the courtyard. Kol eitzim k'shem l'sreiri fasan. For those areas, those fires, all woods are valid for their burning. I feel b'kasha b'gvavik, even be straw and stubble. Shulamak says in the pasuk of Yikra, al eitzim b'eish, on wood and fire. Which fire? What's mean b'eish? It's eish b'kamakam, or whatever type of fire. So then, v'lamanak eitzim, then why was it said wood if it doesn't have to be wood? That just takes good lime or hot ashes that has remnants of the fire, which that's not even included in fire. So we say wood to exclude that, but it doesn't have to be specific wood. It could be any type of a fire. That concludes regarding the chatois habehemis, regarding the chatois that are animals. Halacha vav deram discusses chatois so'if, regarding the bird chatois. How was its activities done? So the Malika was done by the southwestern corner. So if you're coming up to Kevish, it's there to the left, that first corner. Like we actually already explained this already, which actually it's not clear whether I'm explained this. Maybe the words actually should be after the next words of the Yori B'tzifar and how he does the Malika, which that the Ram explained already in Paragraph Alach of Gimel. Be that as it may, he says, V'yori B'tzifar, it goes down with his fingernail, Achiyach Tachasimon, until he cuts the pipes, which is the windpipe and the food pipe of the bird, or at least the majority of one of them. Now here you don't separate the head from the body in contrast to the Eila Saiv, which Ram explained in the previous parak, is done. Here you don't separate the head from the body. The Mhidl actually, if you separate it, Pasuk actually invalidates it. We'll like it with one, we'll get lashes. Kashnem, the Pasuk says, a malikas reisha mimul arpoi, that you do malika from of the head opposite the area of the back of the head, which is by the back of the neck. And you don't separate. And you spray from its blood on the wall of the altar of the Mizbeach, from the bottom half of the wall. And the leftover blood, after you sprayed, you squeeze that on the foundation of the Mizbeach. So like it says in the Pasuk, the leftovers, the remnants of the blood, should be squeezed out on the foundation of the Mizbeach. Now, Machlal, this is actually where it teaches us. The inference is, Shanasina, that the giving of the blood should be Al-Kir on the wall, Shashayorm Shalei, which then its remnants could be Mismatz and Al-Yisrael, could be squeezed onto the foundation, Vizeo Kiratach. That's the lower half of the wall. That's how we know, although Chatz Behem is actually sprayed on the top, that's when the Chatz Aiv is actually sprayed on the bottom, where then its remnants could then be squeezed out directly on the foundation, which is beneath that the bottom half, and nothing in the way. Halacha Zayin. Umitza Dam Chatz Aiv. The squeezing out of the blood of the Chatz Aiv is ma'akav, is integral. Moreover, ve'ilam mizbech ba'ela dama, continuing on regarding this Chatz Aiv, the mizbech doesn't get anything of sacrificial parts of the Chatz Aiv but its blood, because v'ashor nechal ezichakunda, the rest of the bird is actually eaten by the male kanim, kipsar Chatz Behema, like the meat of the animal Chatz. Halacha ches, keitzer oiches Chatz Aiv b'shas malika, how does one hold on to the bird chatzis when he's doing malika? So the way he does like this is, he holds its two legs between his two fingers on his left hand, because he's doing malika with the right hand. So he essentially has between his pinky and the next finger over, which is called the kemitza finger, he holds the two legs with those two fingers. Then he holds the two wings between his next two fingers, which is between his middle finger and his etzba, and umisech tzavara, and he stretches out its neck over his thumb, el reich of shtei etzba'isav, to a width of two finger breadth, so you have enough space that it's over there, umaylik, and then that's how he does malika on its neck. Vizum avoydus kashu b'migdash, this is one of the more difficult avoydus in the Beis HaMikdash. Now if he changed and he held it in whatever way he wanted to hold it, kshera, it's going to be valid. Halacha tes v'chol mokum in the mizbeach. Any area on the mizbeach is kashal mekasa. It's actually valid to do the malika on the chatz oif. Ubavad sheyaz adam alamatim etz mizbeach. As long as he's spraying the blood beneath the midpoint of the mizbeach, v'mhiz v'chol mokum. And if he sprayed it anywhere in the mizbeach, sure, it's going to be valid. But v'hu sheyitin lamatim at midam hanavish. As long as he puts a little bit of the blood of the soul on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Halacha yud shleisha dvarim. And this that we mentioned, that it's done on the Karen Duremis Madravis, so that takes us to Halacha Yud, which explains that corner was Shleisha Dvarim, Haysa Karen Duremis Madravis. There was three things that the southwestern corner, Meshamesh Islamal, was used on the top part of that corner, Shleisha Mata, and three on the bottom. As Ram explains, Mamata on the bottom half was Chatzar Sa'if, which we explained, because that was in the bottom half, because the blood had to be sprayed on the bottom. So as we do the Malika, and you spray and then you squeeze it out. So that's the bird Chatzas. It's Malika and the spraying of the blood. The Hagashah Samanachas, that's where we have to do Hagashah, bringing a flower offering to the Mizbech done by the southwestern corner. And the third thing is the Shiyari Hadam, the leftover blood, Shal Oilas, of Oilas, Hatais, and Achalas, and the Eaton Chatais, Vashomis, the Kaman Ashim, Ashlam, and Kaman Shlam, Shashavim, that's where you pour it by that foundation. Vashleshah Shemala, and it was utilized for three things on the tab, was Nisach HaMayim Shem Nasam Machag, when they would do the water libations on the Yom to the Sukkis, the Nisach HaYen Shem Nasachim, the wine libations of all types of libations that are done with many of the Karbanas, and Va'ilas Ha'if, and this is why we're introducing it, which is, we will introduce it regarding the Chatas Ha'if, but we're saying regarding the Eilas Ha'if, although actually we said in the previous parak that its primary Malik is actually by the southeastern corner, but Bisman Shirabu, when there's too many of them and there's no more room on the southeastern corner, then you would actually do it on the southwestern corner. The main Keren Duremes Mizrachas Mechila Oisa. Now, if even the south, if the southeastern corner, meaning that was if it wouldn't contain it on the southeastern corner, Nifn Keren Duremes Mizrachas, again, then they would go to the southwestern corner, Vaisan Eksosham, and they do it over there. Why would it be done over there versus any of the other two corners? It's because actually this corner is closer to the area of the Beis Hadeshim, which that's where they would throw the crop and the feathers, as we said in the previous paragraph, of the Eilas Ha'if, more than the other two corners. It was closer, therefore they did it by the south western corner if there was no more room in the southeastern corner. Now, parenthetically, Alochid Alf, which we're discussing over here, that there was three things which was used on the top of the Mizbeach, the southwestern corner, and we introduced it because of the bottom part, which was this Chatzis Ha'if we're discussing. But be that as it may, in Halachi Rav, the Ram clarifies this, so kolo ilm mizbech. In general, whoever goes onto the mizbech, goes up the ramp on the mizbech, ilm derech yimin, he goes to the right side, umakifim v'yerdin derech yimin, and he goes around and comes down on the left side, what's called counterclockwise. Chutz min ha'ilu le'echet mishleish dvarim elu. Except for something that goes up to the mizbech, for one of these three things that we mentioned, shalamala b'kerenzu, which is on the top of this southwestern corner. Shem oilin v'nifnin ala smol le'keren. That they actually go up and they turn straight to the left corner. They do what they have to do. But they go back on their heels, meaning they come back the same way they came. Why do they turn to the left? Although we're always supposed to go to the right. Because we want them to encounter the southwestern corner right away. Why? Because if they would go to the right and go all the way around the Mizbech, until they came to the southwestern corner, there's three things that we said it was used for. The water and the wine might get smoky, which is ruining the quality of those nesachim. Oy, and the third one, Shema Yamas Ha'if, Bashan Mizbech. Maybe the bird, Chatas, might die, or even that of the Eilas Ha'if, if there's no room on the east, you do it on the west, the bird might die from the smoke of the Mizbech, therefore you go straight to the left. Halachoy Beis, and Halafikach, therefore, Hamanasach Mayim Ayayin. If someone does a water or wine libation, Keshu Makam Mizbech, if he happens to be going around, which he doesn't have to, like we just said, if he's going all the way around, he shouldn't have anything in his hand. Umaska, then he starts umak, and he goes around Mekeren Dremes Mizrachas, going from the southeastern corner, Mizrachas Tzvainis to the northeastern corner, Tzvainis Marnabas to the northwestern corner, Marnabas Dremes all the way getting to the southwestern corner. But there should be nothing in his hand. When he finally comes to the southwestern corner, then they'll give it to him, the water or the wine in his hand, and then he'll do the libation. Now, if he's not going all the way around, then, like we said, he goes up and he turns straight to his left. He does what he has to. And he comes down that way.